Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. I'm going to play some punk rock for you for the next 45 minutes, maybe a little bit more. And let's start with a band which is called Brass. This song is called Occasional Gardener.
Plant a seed, I let it grow for a while. I'd act my age, but it's just not my style. Cause I'm anxious. Aren't you? Who needs enemies? You got thoughts like these. Who needs friends? You're just so hard to please. And I'm anxious. Aren't you?
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and I'm here to play some great local music on the radio waves of CITR 101.9 FM, also available through the magics of the internet website, which is called CITR.ca. Good. This is a great start, and I started off the show with the band called Brass. They're a great local band. They're early onset records recording artist, and that was a track called Occasional Gardener. That was great, and that was a good way to start the show. Today on the show, I'll focus my attention on lots of local music, but the main focus will be on the band called Anthems. They just released a brand new EP. It's called New Ruins. It came out 2 weeks ago. It has 5 songs, and it's great. And the reason, one of the reasons we're gonna focus our attention on this EP today is because Anthems are playing their EP release show this Saturday, July 15th, at the venue which is called Green Auto. They will be playing with bands called Danes, Steel Deaths, and Disruptions. So 4 bands, Anthems, Danes, Steel Deaths, and Disruptions, playing on Saturday at Green Auto to celebrate Anthems' new EP, which is called New Ruins. How about, in order to get into the vibe of this upcoming weekend and this upcoming show, we check out a couple of new tracks from Anthems, from their new EP, New Ruins. This EP came out on the record label, which is called Early Onset Records. It's a local record label, which supports great local bands and has a very fun, interesting subscription model. Good, let's start. Let's start with new anthems. This song is called White Weapon from the new EP called New Ruins. You're listening to CITR and Russian Tim Show. Hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show on currently on the air, and I'm playing you great local music. That was two tracks from the band called Anthems. They released a brand new EP, it's called New Ruins, and we heard two opening tracks from this five-song EP. White Weapon was the first track, and then we heard a track called World Inferno. Anthems are celebrating the release of this EP this Saturday at Green Auto. They are playing on Saturday. All these five songs and some older super hits. And right now on the line, I have the fearless leader and 50% of Anthems, Ryan, who plays bass and the guitar. Ryan, welcome to the show, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Of course, congratulations on the new EP and on the release show, which is coming up this Saturday.
Well, thank you. We're excited about it.
I'm glad you're excited. I'm excited as well. This is going to be great. Let's talk about the new EP. This EP came out 2 weeks ago, and it says, I like how it says, it's unintentional concept album. Let's talk about this five songs, because right before pandemic, you released a brand new album, Blood Fortune. I felt very bad for you because you were working so hard and then pandemic hits, and I assume lots of your plans, which were associated with the release of the new album, kind of failed. But now you're back with a new release, New Ruins. Talk about those five songs. So when was it composed, and why is it unintentional concept album?
Like you were saying, we released Blood Fortune, and then the world shut down, and our hopes and dreams were dashed on the rocks, and it was a rough time for everybody. Definitely not a good time to release a record. So over that time, I think a lot of politics, division, and some pretty crazy stuff happening in the world, and not in a good way. And we kind of gave ourselves a free rein to just be really mad. And usually we're pretty positive people, and we still are. but for this one, we kind of just unleashed, what we felt was an appropriate amount of anger and frustration and all those sort of negative, emotions, as a reaction to what was going on in the world. And so in doing that, we wrote all the songs separately, of course, like one at a time, like most people do. And kind of coming together, it's a pretty crazy time in history. And it's sort of that whole time capsule kind of just gelled everything together into, the similar concepts, basically.
Nice. Yeah, that's kind of the feeling which I got from listening this album. Even we off the air talked a little bit that those first two tracks are like very, very heavy, even for you, even you a heavy band. But that rage feels through the lyrics, through the sound, through the tones, which, you always, like I said, heavy. Talk a little bit about the process of recording, because on the Bandcamp page, it says that you tracked drums at Rain City, that you mastered by Stu, but I also know that you yourself involved with recording. You know your tone of your bass guitar better than anyone else. Talk a little bit about the process of recording.
Yeah, we usually do our recordings fully DIY in our own spaces, and I spend probably about 10 times too long mixing them myself, because I'm not that good at it, but I know what I want it to sound like. So I just kind of don't give up until it sounds right. We for the first time we were in Rain City, and we worked with Marisa, who did our drum. What do you call it? She wasn't a drum tech. She's an engineer. She was engineering the record, recorded all the drum tracks for us, and I think some of the best sounding drums we've had, and we will definitely do that again in the future. And then, as always, we mastered with Stu, who is a magician. I don't know how he makes things so punchy and loud. it's kind of unbelievable, actually.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Stu and Rain City myself, so that's why I was very happy to see that, you know, that you worked with them. I'm, like I said, I'm a big fan of them. This record came out on your own record label, Early Onset Records, which you run along with Alice, Matt, Jamie, and obviously both of you, yourself and Jeff. Talk a little bit about this release and anything, like, you know, how things are going with Early Onset. You released the first set of records, and I hear that there's round two coming soon.
There is a round two coming. We're you know, it's a pretty major learning process. None of us come from a label background, so, and also the way that we do things is pretty different from how, you know, the standard label model. So we are working on a series two right now. We will be doing some announcements and videos and posts and things like that, explaining how things are going to work in the near future. This record is, we planned for it just to be digital, mm-hmm. because we wanted to have something coming out as soon as possible, so we could kind of get back to playing and not sort of come back to the world with 2-year-old songs. We wanted something fresh for everybody. So that's kind of why we went digital on this one. But yeah, there are lots of exciting stuff coming up with Early Onset Records. We have a bunch of new artists. We're announcing things as they come. And we kind of just sort of run it in a... We fly by the seat of our pants. Like, we don't really try and... We try not to hold things back as much as possible and sort of release them straight out as early as possible, so everyone can enjoy them while they're still fresh, which is sometimes tricky and sometimes disadvantageous in industry-wise. But we feel it's better for the artist and it's better for the listeners ultimately.
Yeah, I agree, because yeah, like initially it was, yeah, the first round was records and then online. Now you're posting lots of online. And just for the listeners, if they're not familiar with the Early Onset Records, I think it's a very cool concept. I think you call it non-profit record label, in a sense that I'm a member of myself. I remember that I paid $100 entry fee or membership fee, and then you received the records. I received 5 records, picked them up at Red Card Records, and it was great. 5 great records, and I felt that was a very cool process. You feel like you're involved, you feel like you're supporting music. And Ryan, I talk from the, you know, kind of from the other side, being a member of this of the project. And like, yeah, I don't know if everyone shares the feelings, but for me it was cool. Like, you know, like I'm putting my money, I'm supporting the bands, I'm getting the records. So like, I think it's the kind of two-way street, at least from my perspective, how I felt.
Yeah, it's a very, very direct way to support the artist, which is really cool. The thing that we're doing a little bit differently for series two, we're going to have more artists, which is pretty cool, for the same price.
Oh, nice.
And what we're doing is we're releasing the records. They will be released digitally first as they come out, and then once we have them all to a certain level, we're going to be pressing the vinyl, and then all the vinyl will come at the same time. So you'll get a chance to hear the records and enjoy them and get to know them, and then the vinyl will come later, which I think is a way that a lot of people buy vinyl anyway. Yeah, not a lot of pre-order things going on. It's tough when on this sort of local level, independent, but it's kind of cool to be able to see the music evolve from a single to a digital release to vinyl, and then plus it's a really good excuse to do like 2 release shows.
Exactly, also
fun.
Which I think you have a very cool idea with release shows when you present bands the cake with the name of their band and their release. I think it's super cool, cute idea.
Oh yeah, people love it. It's pretty fun. We apologize we generally don't have a real big budget for that. So for unfortunately for our vegan friends, that's usually not a. We're happy that they're there to support us. But yeah, a lot of people are really getting behind the idea. get pretty excited about free cake, right?
Exactly. That's perfect. And I think I agree with your idea, like going back a little bit to what you said. Like, I personally only pre-order records for my like absolute favorite bands, the bands which I just must have. But yeah, for the other bands, you know, including locals and not locals, I kind of would like to love the album in order to buy the vinyl, because I want to have the vinyl where I like pretty much every majority of the songs. And so in that sense, I kind of need to know the album to know the songs. And then I say, oh yeah, that's, I think I like this record. How about I get, you know, the record so I can play the whole thing. So I think I like your idea. So again, like, we'll see how that works out. I hopefully it works out perfectly for you, but I resonate with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll definitely keep doing it as long as we can. We are officially a nonprofit society, so like legally and everything, which is pretty cool. Jeff set that up for us, and yeah, I mean, all of our money, anything that we get that comes in, goes back into either building something, pressing records for the artists,
and gigs,
you know, paying for our internet fees.
Speaking of shows and cakes, you playing this Saturday at Green Outdoor, July 15th. You playing with Anthems, Danes, and Disruptions, which is a new band. And you just told me that, unfortunately, Steel Def's not going to be able to make the show.
Yeah, we're really sad about that. Love those guys. And they had something come up, so they're not able to do it. But we're super excited about playing with Danes. We generally try on our release shows to play with bands that we haven't played with before. So somehow we haven't really played with Danes, haven't ever played with Danes before. So this is really exciting for us. Disruptions is a new band, made up of, members of a bunch of local bands that were really cool. The vocalist is Johnny from Mess, which is a great noise rock band back in the day. And I'm failing to remember what the other bands were, but loud, crazy, heavy stuff. So
exactly how you like it.
Pretty exciting. Yeah, just how I like it.
All right, so let's let me just give the information one more time about the show, which is happening this Saturday at Green Auto. This is a venue located on Pandora Street in East Wend. Three bands are playing: Anthems, presenting their new album, new EP, Danes and Disruptions. You can buy tickets in advance for $15 through Early Onset Records. Without fees, it's $5 cheaper than $20, which you can pay at the door. There's also pay what you can option, so nobody turns around, and it should be fun. 1822 Pandora Street, this Saturday, Anthem, Still Deaths, and Disruptions. Everything correct, Ryan?
Absolutely. And if you haven't been to Green Auto, this is going to be on the outdoor stage, and it is an unbelievably beautiful setting to see a show. You've got the backdrop of Grouse Mountain, like literally right behind the stage. It's you can't beat it. Best venue in town, I think.
Exactly, and definitely the best view in the venue, because that view is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's wrap up this interview with another song from your new EP. I like how you every single EP release by Anthem is finished with a banger, with like an anthem-y song, which resonates with your band name. And yeah, this is not an exception. This title track, New Ruins, is a new super hit, I assume.
Oh, well, I hope so. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you so much for calling in. Congratulations again on the release, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks for having me, Tim. I can't wait.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks. Congratulations. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Ryan from Anthems. And like I said, let's hear two tracks in a row. Let's hear New Ruins, the track from their new EP, and then we'll hear a track from Danes. But first, this is Anthems with New Ruins. you listen to CITR, this is Russian Tim's show, and just played you two songs by two bands which will be playing this Saturday at Green Auto. First track was by Anthems, that was a title track from their new record called New Ruins, and then we heard a band called Danes, that a track called Sacrifice from their release Dislocation. So, Anthems, Danes and Disruptions are playing this Saturday at Green Auto, celebrating the new release of new EP by Anthems called New Ruins. Like I said, it should be fun night. I'll be there. Great venue, Green Auto, with a beautiful view on the mountains. Good. I recommend that. Overall, this weekend is super full of great events, which could be described as, you know, local punk rock music. If you're looking for a good place to look for these events, there's a Instagram page called Vancouver Punk Calendar. It's ran by Lance, and he puts on all the shows which are happening this weekend, and it's a good place to review your options ahead of the weekend. So he has quite, I don't know how many shows that are happening this weekend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't even know how many. But I'll talk about the show which is happening this Sunday. It takes place at the Cambie. It's a Chai Pig Memorial Show featuring Bishop's Green, Aversions, and Fomites. These three bands will be playing on Sunday at Cambie. Doors are at 6:30. It's a celebration of Chai Pig, who I don't think I need to tell you who he is, but he was absolutely legendary Canadian punk rocker who was the leader of the band called SNFU, and he passed away in 2020, and that's since then there was a celebration of his life and of his what everything he's achieved at Cambie. It's done by Attack Attack Productions and Jameson, and every year it's a sellout show with a whole bunch of great bands are playing and celebrating Chai Pig. So this Sunday at the Cambie, Bishop's Green, Aversions, and Fomites. How about we take a look and hear songs by these three bands? Let's start with Bishop's Green. This is one of my second favorite song by this band. It's called Tumbling Down. All right, yeah, let's do it. You listen to CITR Russian Tim Show. This is Bishop's Green playing Chai Pig's Memorial Night on Sunday at the Cambie. We'll be right back. hello, hello. This is Russian Tim Show, and this is CITR. I just played you three bands, which will be playing on Sunday at the venue called Canby. That will be Chai Peaks Memorial Show featuring Bishop's Green, The Four Mites, and Aversions. And we heard Tumbling Down by Bishop's Green, Undependable by Four Mites, and Cistern Chapelle by Aversions. So those three bands on Sunday celebrating Chai Pig and playing some of their super hits. This is Sunday at the Canby. Like I said, I was going through the Vancouver Punk calendar page, and there's so many shows happening this weekend. So there's bunch of options for you if you'd like to check out some local music this weekend. And if you are, just go to the Vancouver Punk calendar page on Instagram. They also have like Google calendar where you can see everything. So this gives you plenty of options. But one of the shows which I just cannot pass and I'd like to mention, this is a last ever Dead Week show. This band is playing last show on at the Lido on July 15th, which is a Saturday. Deadweed, they've been good friends of mine. They played some of the shows I've put on in the past, and they played the last show because their drummer Boris is going through some tough health times, and obviously all the money raised from the show is going to help him. And so the show is happening at the Lido. It's doors at 8 p.m. Deadweed, Laverne, and Woody Ward are playing Saturday, July 15th. And I'd like to play a track by Deadweed because they've been great friends, great band, and always been very, very supportive and involved in Vancouver music. So just wanted to celebrate them and wishing Boris all the best and happy. Hopefully everything is going to be great. Let's do this. This is Deadweed with a song called Say What You Mean.
Someone else, say what you mean.
hello, hello. That was weekly punk rock radio show, Russian Tim Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. That turned out to be a 100% local program. That was great. I played you two songs by Deadweed and Laverne, who are playing this coming Saturday along with a band called Woodyward at the Lido. This is last ever Deadweed show, Deadweed, Laverne and Woodyward on Saturday. And like I said, all the proceeds go to their drummer Boris to help him out with going through some tough times. I really, really hope everything's going to be good. And the show, this is a show which I recommend supporting. Deadweed has been a great, great band in Vancouver music scene. This is it. Thank you so much for listening. That was great. Like I said, 100% local episode. We previewed the EP release show with Ryan from Anthems. Then we previewed the last ever Deadweed show and also Chai Pig's memorial show on Sunday. Like I said, there's a bunch of other shows which I wasn't able to fit in 1 hour of radio broadcast, but you can find all them, all those shows on Vancouver Punk Rock Calendar. And I think it would make sense to wrap up the show with a song by SNFU, since this week it's a Memorial Chai Pig show, and I play my favorite song by SNFU. It's called Painful Reminder. I don't think I'm alone in absolutely loving the song. One of the best Canadian punk rock songs. And I think that's a good way to wrap up the show. Thanks so much for listening. If you like to hear more of this show or any other CITR program, it's located on CITR.ca website. And this is it. Go check out some local music if you desire. There's a bunch of great shows happening this weekend. And have fun. Enjoy the summer. And this is Painful Reminder by SNFU. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Oh no, no.